Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
The 49ers have done an incredible job bouncing back from whatever injuries they've had that week. And they've been able to, again, spackle over their problems. And what Brock Purdy did, finishing 16 to 20, 185 yards, two touchdowns. He was not sacked. He was not picked. It's reassuring. It's reassuring to the guys on the team. I mean, they need to believe. There's Christian McCaffrey and what he thought of Brock Purdy's debut.
He's an impressive guy. It's fun to be around. I think to play quarterback in this league, you have to be very intelligent. I think that's one of the biggest things that I've learned playing in, you know, my sixth year now. And for a rookie to come in and process this offense and do everything by the book, but then add his own flair to it is very impressive. So I'm excited for him. I'm excited to keep playing with him. And, you know, I love that guy. He's, you know, I've seen the work when I first got here. I think I said this earlier in the week, but he was the guy calling all the plays for me when I was walking through by myself trying to learn the offense. So it's a testament to him and the work that he's put in.
Again, we learned last week when we talked to Dan Minucci, who is a guy who's been coaching Brock Purdy since high school, that he's a smart kid. He processes information quickly. And look, Ray, lots of reps, lots of football makes you, or at least helps you, doesn't make you, but it helps you make better football decisions. I mean, this is a game where you're processing an awful lot of information in a level of speed that you've never really faced on a football field before. And Kyle Shanahan's greatest strength as a passing game coordinator is giving his quarterback options. You've got choices out there, and really, you'll succeed if you just make the best choice, if you avoid the riskiest choice. I thought Brock Purdy made a lot of good choices yesterday. And they weren't just first-read choices. He was looking over the field, and he saw things. And I'm not saying that Jimmy doesn't see things. And maybe this is unfair to compare him to James Wiseman. And I'm not talking about Brock Purdy, but Trey Lance. You know what you might want to stop doing here in the Bay Area? Is drafting guys that really don't play much in the sport you're drafting them into. Trey Lance hardly played much college football. James Wiseman hardly played much college basketball at all. And, you know, struggles to their careers that are different but also similar in a way. Brock Purdy, in just a blink of an eye, looks like he's prepared for a career that will be twice whatever Trey Lance's career might be. It's unfair to Trey Lance. We haven't seen enough. We do not know. But this guy looks like a quarterback. I'm not saying he looks like a Hall of Fame quarterback. He looks like a great quarterback. That guy looks like an NFL quarterback. You know, you either can see it early or you can't. And that's not the definitive, this is the way you go and there is no turning back from it. We've not seen it early from Trey Lance. We haven't. We saw it early from Jimmy Garoppolo. Then there were times where he didn't show you nearly enough to where they continued to believe in him. What a crazy, crazy ripple effect all the quarterbacking decisions have on this team and how they sort of play into each other. So you draft Trey Lance because you gave up on Jimmy Garoppolo, but because nobody else believes in Jimmy, you actually get to keep him around. And thank God, because Trey Lance gets hurt. But maybe you didn't see enough from Trey Lance in year one, or because he didn't really see anything from him, and maybe Shanahan doubted him a little, he decides, all right, I'm going to take a flyer here. I'm going to take a flyer on Brock Purdy, final pick of the draft. You know, if Trey Lance came out guns a-blazing, he probably doesn't do that. So it's just, it's amazing how these decisions are all sort of connected to each other.
Well, and, you know, ultimately, you know, Purdy's success hinged in some ways yesterday on the fact that McCaffrey is one of the best players in football because they gave him the ball 14 times. They threw the ball another three, and they didn't have the ball a lot yesterday. I mean, Miami had ran a lot more plays from scrimmage, but what the 49ers like to do and the way they like to do it.
Tampa.
No, I'm talking about the 49ers.
Oh, no.
Is they like to eat clock, and they don't need a lot of plays to get done what they need done.
You said Miami, honey.
Well, no, I was.
Oh, you're going back a week before.
I was talking about McCaffrey and how he makes the 49ers, their offensive choices, much simpler. I mean, just not only did he get to hand the ball off 36 times and only throw the ball 22, so that's like that's more than 60% runs in a sport that does 60% passes routinely.
Right. Brady threw 55. They rushed it 19.
Yeah. I mean, it's Brock Purdy, if you put him on any other team, I bet you see more holes in his game. Because the 49ers have in their offense, and because their defense plays the way it does, a safety net that can hold up nearly any quarterback who isn't Zach Wilson. I mean, it's easier to run this offense. It's not harder. And I think that's one of the things that we're looking at with Purdy is that, and it's one of the things we saw with Garoppolo and that we didn't get to see with Lance because he hasn't simply played enough. It's that Kyle Shanahan's actual gift as an offensive play designer and caller is that he simplifies the game for his quarterback so that he doesn't need the extraordinary performance. He just needs a performance that doesn't involve you chasing after a guy from the secondary who just took your ball away. I mean, it's a simple, it's elemental, and it's easy to deal with. I mean, their offensive line is a great run-blocking line.
And we might have to readjust our doubts on their pass blocking as well, right? Because, and we're not going to talk about the offensive line very much today because things went well. And it's like one of those, you only talk about offensive lines if things go wrong. A lot of people thought that this was going to be a big problem. How many weeks has Jimmy played with a clean uniform? The answer is actually three. Three times Jimmy Garoppolo has not been sacked this year. Yesterday, no sacks given up once again, plus 209 rushing yards. This is the fourth game of the year without giving up a sack. Purdy got rocked on the very first play of the game, but, you know, flag for helmet to helmet. He was actually... He was happy that he got hit. Kind of drew him right into the football game.
Yeah, it was a hard hit. I was in the wrong play, actually, so that was on me. But honestly, it felt good to sort of just get hit and just feel like I was in the game, and I was like, okay. So sort of turned out to be a good thing.
Look, you're going to win football.
That's not healthy.
No, but you're going to win football games when you control the line of scrimmage, and the Niners are doing it on both sides of the line of scrimmage lately.
Well, and one of the reasons why they're pass blocking is looking better than people thought it was because Purdy, like Garoppolo, is asked to get rid of the ball quickly. They don't linger over decisions.
No, but boy, does he buy himself time. I mean, there are, you know, if Jimmy's getting everything out ahead of three Mississippi, Brock used his legs and extended like six, seven Mississippi on a couple times in a few plays. Like, that's the difference.
But for the most part, I mean, you know, because every quarterback's going to have a few of those. That's just the nature of the sport. But for the most part, he was safe because he got rid of the ball quickly, because he could get rid of the ball quickly. And, I mean, I think Tampa, you know, we want to say it's a good team. It's not a good team. They're injury-racked, and they're old, and they're done. I mean, they looked tired. And I just think it's exactly the kind of team that other teams will have trouble with. The 49ers had very little trouble with because they just said, we're not going to let you tee off on our guy. And if you want to tee off on our guy, we'll just give the ball to McCaffrey and make you pay for that with another 8-yard run. I mean, it was almost too easy a game to evaluate anybody.
888-957-9570. This is Telmo in San Francisco. What's up, Telmo?
What's up, gentlemen? Happy Monday to you. So I'm with Ray. I'm a little kind of in between. I'm just choosing to be cautiously optimistic at this point. I'm a season ticket holder, so I got to see him in preseason. I did like him, and I was hoping that the Niners would keep him, and he would be the third quarterback. And he got the advantage of playing scout team against the number one defense in the NFL against the Niners starters. So he has seen some quality defenses just even in practice. And there was a couple things. He went into the wrong audible first play of the game. If that could have been a fumble and they took it to the house, the game would have been different. There was an almost an interception, which we call those oh no Jimmy throws. With him, it was just an almost interception, but he played very well. But if we recall Nick Mullins' first game as a starter, his passer rating was 151, 3 touchdowns, 0 picks against the Raiders, and a lot of people were ready to anoint him the next Joe Montana.
Well, no one was because it was the Raiders, and the Raiders straight up quit and gave up in that game. I remember it. But look, you are right to be cautiously optimistic. Again, we've seen some pretty good debuts, and then things start going downhill quickly. But I will just say that Brock Purdy has a level of maturity about him that the team is picking up on. I mean, Nick Mullins, for a minute there, he looked good. And then reality hit. Reality might hit Brock Purdy, too. But that was as good of a start as you can actually ask for. I mean, there's some historic numbers that he actually put up. Purdy is the first rookie in the Super Bowl era with at least 2 touchdown passes and 1 rushing touchdown and a passer rating of 125 or higher in his first career start. That's get better than that, you know? I mean, he completed 16 of 21, 185, 2 touchdowns. He was good. He was real good. His 134 passer rating is the 6th highest by any NFL quarterback in his first career start since 1970.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.